You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. We're going to talk UFC for this particular segment. This past weekend, Saturday, the UFC made its first stop ever in the state of Utah. We had Fight Night 92 at Vivint Smart Home Arena. This was a lot of fun. I was fortunate enough to be there as a credentialed media member. 12 fights in all, the main event. Yair Rodriguez going toe-to-toe with Alex Caceres. Rodriguez got the split decision victory. There was some controversy around that. One judge scored at 49-46 in favor of Caceres. A lot of people thought that Rodriguez had won the fight. Two judges saw it that way. Rodriguez grabbed a 48-47 win on the other two scorecards. But it seemed like the night really belonged to Court McGee, Utah native. Everybody knows Court McGee's story. In fact, he's joined us on Drive Time Sports multiple times. From Orem, Utah, trains out of Absolute MMA, went toe-to-toe with Dominic Steele in the welterweight classification. As soon as McGee emerged from the locker room, the crowd just went absolutely bonkers. I mean, that was a huge crowd for Court McGee. He rode that momentum, knocked Dominic Steele down right out of the gate with a right hook, and from that point on controlled the bout. He did win it 30-27 on one judge's scorecard, 29-28 on the other two scorecards. So Court McGee keeping his UFC career alive. A lot of people thought that that may be for a contract. The loser of that fight may just lose their deal with UFC. So that was a big deal for Court McGee. He got the win. Following that, he gave the media about 10 minutes following that win, talking a little bit about the experience and what's next for Court McGee in UFC. So here's that interview. This is from Saturday night following Court McGee's victory over Dominic Steele at UFC Fight Night 92 in Salt Lake.
No words to describe it. I've been fighting for the UFC for a little over 6 years now since I won the Ultimate Fighter, and it's like, you know, your dream is to make it to the UFC and compete at the highest level, and then, I don't know, to have a show, the biggest show in the world in your home state, and then to get a big win. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I got emotional walking to the cage. The crowd was so loud. It was just incredible. No words to describe the feeling.
Talk about that first round. Before this fight, you had kind of said that you were looking at your fights coming up in 5 minutes.
Yes.
15 minutes. Were you disappointed? Like, how close did you feel like you had him when you had his back, took his neck?
I was real close. I sat him down, and I got pretty good position on him, and I got the rear naked in, but I couldn't sink the rear naked. He had good hand control, and I was kind of switching for it and moving it, and I used a little freedom rock, and I tried to hit it hard, and he was close, you know, but his will to keep fighting just was, you know, a little bit more. I tried to roll him to mount, lost the position, came up. I just didn't want to sit my back on the cage, so I switched, and I tried to not rest in bad positions. So that's what we train for. So we train for the grueling end, you know, but it's nice to know that you can get a finish. But, hey, man, sometimes you just do the best you can.
I'm sure you go into a fight expecting your opponent to do certain things. Was there anything he did that was unexpected?
No. I have really great coaching. We watched some footage, so we kind of knew what you know. We knew what to anticipate, but you never know exactly until you get out there and you feel the guy. You don't know if a guy's really strong or if they're really good against the cage or if they hit really hard. So it's just that fill-out process is real small for me. Like, I don't go out trying to fill people out, and I come out hard, and, you know, I try and look for a win, and I fight my butt off, and, you know, that's what I did tonight, and it went the distance, but, you know, it just shows me that I'm improving, but follow through and finish is what I'm looking for.
It was a glorious, probably so far, the glorious fight over the night.
Yeah.
How's your face?
It feels good. I mean, I don't know, I think that was my 28th fight, and I've probably had maybe like four of them where I didn't get stitches. So, you know, it's just, it's one of those things. The blood doesn't bother me. I don't focus on that. I focus on fighting. And so it just comes with the territory.
Of course,
so you just work around it.
Sorry, can you take us through
very beginning sequence. I mean, you came out punching, and then you got that quick takedown.
Well, I jabbed. Yeah, I jabbed, and I threw a jab to the bottom, and it came with an overhand right, and I clipped him, and I sat him down, and I just kind of like, oh, hey, I sat him down. Okay, go, you know, and I don't know, I popped back up, I shot, took his back, dumped him, and then threw on the rear naked choke. But I was, he had good hand control right off the bat, and I was kind of in a tight position, so I had it back behind him, but my elbow couldn't stretch, so I thought I would try and belly him out, and if I could belly him out, maybe I could, you know, fish in that rear naked. But he burst out of that, and we got back into a scramble. So he was really good at scrambling when I got control. So my hat's off to him for, you know, having that will to keep battling.
How much of a factor was the home crowd for you?
Oh, man. The drive I got, like I said, when I walked out, man, I got emotional. I had to, like, okay, hold on, man. You get back to walking out to the cage. You're getting ready to fight. You know, it's just I knew my family was there. I know I've got thousands of fans that have followed my entire career. I feel the love, especially here in Utah. And just to hear that, like, I don't know. It's just, there's no words to describe how incredible it is. And it was definitely a motivating factor to push harder and to search for that win.
Speaking on that, you said your kids were here for the first time. You finally got to watch. Did you get a chance to talk with them and see what they thought?
I didn't talk. I couldn't hear them, man. The crowd was so loud. But I found my way to them. I can't see very well because I wear glasses, you know. And it's like I can see you guys, you know, 3 or 4 feet away, which is good. Because the guy without the shirt is the one I'm supposed to punch. And the guy with the shirt is the one that you don't punch. And so that's good, but I had somebody lead me over to him. Hey, your kids are over here. And I went and I gave both of them hugs. Neither of them have both been to my fight at the same time. And my wife, my dad, my brother, my sister-in-law, and both of my children are here, 9 and 5. And so I was a little bit nervous just because of the blood and stuff like that. You know, and they've seen it on TV, but a five-year-old, I don't know if they know what they're watching. You know, my 9-year-old does. But it was just an incredible feeling, hugging them, and, you know. So my littlest boy sneaks in at night, and he sleeps on my right side. So I'm hoping that he's, like, doesn't freak out because of the stitches.
But, how many stitches did you get?
I think 6 or 7 under, and then about 15 on top, or 16.
So how long will that put you out?
They'll probably give me like a 30-day suspension, but I'll get the stitches out after 7 days, and then the dissolvable ones under will dissolve on their own.
You seem very focused, and just maybe because it's at home and comfortable, was there something different in this fight camp that really led you to this victory? You seem just, not that I don't want to say a different sport, but you came so focused. What was it about this training camp that really, you know, worked out for this time?
You know, I went through a little adversity at first. I got a message on Twitter, hey, we're coming to Salt Lake City, and I just I sent a message to Joe, and I said, hey, man, I need to be on this card, but I had to get something fixed, and so they got me in and got me operated on within 2 days, and that was about 6 weeks ago, and I came out, went straight to practice, and in my first week, I got staph infection. And so I was on antibiotics, and, you know, it just, even though I had a little bit of adversity, it's like I reunited with Rob Hanley, the coach who coached me 9 years ago when I fought in this venue against Jeremy Horn, my first real, real big fight in a big venue. And it's just been incredible. You know, I have 2 or 3 of my closest teammates, the guys that I hugged after the fight, Brock, Steve, Ramsey, Jason South. I've got Dana Ristizabal. I've got, you know, 6 or 7 guys that just are there for me, and we're there for each other no matter what. When we got fights to get ready for, we get ready for them. I had the help of Kyler Sanderson, you know, one of the 4 Sanderson brothers, that, you know, incredible wrestler who helped me. We knew this guy was a wrestler, so I got one of the best wrestlers in the country, you know, to come hold me down and take me to the ground. So it worked out better than I could have planned myself.
How significant is this for the sport in this state to have this event here tonight?
Oh, it's huge. The revenue it brings, and the level of professionalism the UFC has, You know, the athletic commission, everybody involved, you know, it's like I've been telling, I know all the commissioners, I know everybody in the state that has anything to do with mixed martial arts. And so it's just huge. And a lot of the local MMA guys had an opportunity to come and see this. And there's guys that are right on the cusp of making it into the UFC. We have a huge MMA community. So it was super important that the UFC came here. It gives guys the motivation to train hard and achieve goals. I didn't think I'd ever make it to the UFC. Shoot, I didn't think I was going to make it past like 21 or 22, you know. And I got sober April 16th, 2006, and I had a dream, and I'm following that dream. And anybody else who has a dream in mixed martial arts can make it if they're willing to put the work in. And there's a great mixed martial arts community in here in Utah. So it's just, it's huge for the MMA community. It's huge for fans, people who didn't know about the UFC. And to have an opportunity to come, if you've never been to a UFC event, like, you sit in there and you feel that. I mean, there's nothing like it in the world. Nothing like it. So it's just incredible for the community, incredible for Utah, and incredible for mixed martial arts fans and competitors alike.
I thought the fight was very close after the second round. How did you feel going into the third round as far as the competitiveness?
I mean, I definitely thought I won the first round. The second round, I felt like I was up, but I knew it was pretty close. And then going in the third round, I knew I had to be in dominating fashion. It's kind of challenging. You know, it's like I've had a guy who's close to being finished, and you can't let up, you know, and think I got this guy. And so I wanted to make sure I didn't make that mistake. Because I know if you almost fish me, I'm dangerous. You know, you get me close to something, you get me off, you know, and that's how a fight goes. And so, and I know he's dangerous. I know he's a brawler. I know he's, you know, has knockout power. And so just keeping my head in the game, staying focused, and sticking to what we train and believing in my training was key. But, you know, I felt good about my performance tonight.
After such a big fight, such an emotional fight, a big moment in your career, what's next? What do you foresee next?
Well, I'm going to rest up a little bit. My boys have had this whole summer, and I've been in training camp getting ready for fights. So I promised my wife and kids that I would take them camping and take them fishing. So, you know, I'll have a week off until I get these stitches. So we might do a little bit of camping, a little bit of fishing. And then right back to practice. I haven't taken any time off since I started, except for when I'm injured. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Get back on the horse and then focus on making my way up the ladder, and, you know, and making it to the UFC welterweight title. Golden?
Thanks,
all right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Again, that was Court McGee. After his victory over Dominic Steele at UFC Fight Night Saturday in Salt Lake, great crowd, about 7,000 in attendance. I believe the reported gate dollar amount was $441,000, if I remember correctly. Hopefully we get the UFC back relatively soon. It was a whole lot of fun, and I thought the main event was great as well. We've got to pause for just a moment. We have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. I'm going to talk Alex Rodriguez. We're going to talk NFL football and the monstrosity that was the Hall of Fame game. We got plenty more coming up when we return. We do got to pause for a quick commercial break, though, here on AM 750 and 103.9 FM.